Over the past year, many families have faced astounding waits to get food stamps. It's because of a new online system the state rolled out last March, called NC Fast. Rodney Adams is a division director for Mecklenburg County Social Services.
And so each time there would be a crisis, we would redirect staff resources to focus on the crisis at hand. And this was just another one of those instances.
About 3 weeks ago, North Carolina had more than 20,000 food stamp applications with significant delays, 8,000 of them longer than 3 months. The U.S. Department of Agriculture oversees the program, and it ordered North Carolina to clear the worst delays by Monday. Adams says Mecklenburg County staff worked around the clock.
These folks came in as early as 5 a.m. Many of them stayed as late as 9 and 9:30 p.m. Folks came in on Saturdays, on Sundays. They could bring their children here, and we provided child care for them right here on site on the weekend.
And that kind of schedule will continue across the state, says North Carolina Health and Human Services Secretary Aldona Bosch. She addressed lawmakers this morning.
We have not stopped to rest yet. We are still on that same labor-intensive schedule.
As of Monday's deadline, North Carolina was only 25 food stamp applications and renewals short. The Department of Agriculture hasn't said yet if that's good enough. It has said that North Carolina must have all of its food stamp problems fixed by the end of March. If the state fails, the Department of Agriculture may take away the state's administrative funding. And NC Fast still has defects, says Joe Cooper with the State Department of Health and Human Services.
They will continue to be issues that are identified over the coming months here, and as we encounter them, we'll address them.
And food stamps are just the beginning for NC Fast. The state plans to add all sorts of public assistance to the system. Rodney Adams of Mecklenburg County says Medicaid is next. Will that lead to even crazier hours for his staff?
You know, right now I can't promise anything.
Other than the fact there will be a lot of overtime. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.